Often around the end of July, we see some of the hottest weather of the season across the Northeast. That's not happening this time around. Of course, we've had some hot weather earlier this summer, and there's always potential for more down the road. But for now, the hottest weather is staying away, and the humidity is also fairly good. There have been some bouts of tropical humidity, and it was a fairly humid day yesterday. But right now, we're seeing a lowering dew point across the Northeast. There's a cold front that is to our south, and as the front sinks to the south, we are seeing that less humid air come in. So as we look ahead to tonight, with those lower dew points, it's not going to be too uncomfortable for sleeping, but it will be a little bit muggy. We'll see overnight temperatures largely in the 50s and 60s. We'll have partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. There is the small chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm, mainly across the far north. And then tomorrow, another disturbance will come through the northeast, so we'll have the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. It doesn't look like a washout. However, some of the storms tomorrow could be on the heavier side, with gusty winds and hail, so you'll need to pay attention to the weather if you are going to be out. And outside of those showers and storms, we'll have muggy weather, as the humidity levels will come up just a bit. Temperatures will be largely in the 70s to low 80s, though we'll see some warmer weather south of Albany. And then by Wednesday, we'll be back to some very pleasant weather for this time of year. And if you're a big fan of heat and humidity, Wednesday is not going to be your day. We'll see highs largely in the 70s with a comfortable level of humidity and also a good amount of sunshine. So that'll be a very pleasant day to exercise outside. And then by Thursday, we'll see some of that more humid air begin to come back up, and that will increase our chances for showers and thunderstorms. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance for a shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to low 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to low 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid, with highs in the low 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant for late July, highs in the 70s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.